Get previously on Bad Radio.
There's testosterone high today.
What's that?
Testosterone, testosterone, whatever the f*** it is.
Testosterone?
Testosterone. F***ing ready to go today. I like it. I f***ing like it.
As I've said and tried to point out, when you've been in this and done it as often and as many times as I have, then it doesn't startle you. It doesn't alarm. Mm-hmm. The definition, if you will, we'll have some fun with you guys, of a liberal arts education is that picture if you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood, you open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. The educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. And so I'm waiting, I'm squeezing, and waiting for help.
You're waiting for help.
Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, "I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy! Not now, damn it!
Truck tire!
I can't stop!
Help!
There's a cliff! And your family's screaming, "Oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs!" In comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, "Oh my God." New guy's in the corner puking his guts out. All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't
get out.
And this includes gang rape.
Hey, P1s. Guess what? Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today as you have the killer sitting in for Tom, TC in for Groobs, and, well, Seabass is still here. Now.
Wow!
Two guys.
This is insane.
Whose racing pants keep going crazy from time to time. Bob Sturm and Rich Phillips.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m.
All right, this is Antoine Woods, and I never listen. Oh, wait, this is funny. This is Antoine Woods, and I never listen to the Bob and Dan Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
An African-American run stopper?
Hey, P1s, right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Let's get it tied up!
Today's special occasions include strange sports injuries throughout the years. We get a visit from Midlothian secondary coach Cody Alexander, and Jake ranks the NFL QBs on their swag appeal. Also, is he a mino? The Empress Julie Dobbs, me the killer, R.I.P. Dan. And now, two guys who just want to experience their own version of ear pleasure, Bob Sturm and Jake Kemp.
The confusion out there that we're having the Midlothian defensive backs coach must be pretty high. That's okay. We'll explain in a little bit. There's just so many other ways to introduce him, killer. That's what you went with?
That's what I decided to go with.
I mean, he's not lying.
He's not lying. All right, forget it. It's August 15th, 2019. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show. Without the Dan, with the Jake. Hoy es jueves, episode 4956. Shorty. And it does open up an entire new line of comedy, Jake. Where you could...
Why not DeSoto's linebackers coach next week?
Where you could just grab any local high school, maybe W.T. White, and then you take any position and then just put that in the open. The special teams, the quality control coordinator from Mesquite Horn.
I'm sure everyone will be cool about this.
The Richardson Pierce tight ends coach is tomorrow.
I call it the Dan's Gone Guest of the Day.
That's totally fine with me. We have Cody Alexander on the show today. He is so much more than a DB coach for Midlothian, but he is, in fact, a DB coach for Midlothian. So he's not lying. There's just different ways to wrap the gift in wrapping paper if you'd like. Killer made a choice. And he then confirmed that he's satisfied with it.
I'm very satisfied. That was good, Killer.
So it's time for another episode of No, That Was Good, Killer. Anyway, here we go. We have Mino. We have Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hey, guys. What's up?
And, of course,
what?
Jake
up,
is...
dog?
Jake is still... Hold on, Julie. Jake is still in
Can't
here
stop.
Killing it, as he has all week long, as we march our way to the end of Dan's staycation, where we believe he's been at the little corridor up there on 121, where you can find furniture at great prices. Or, if you want, you can just shop. You don't have to buy.
Dinettes.
Just browse.
Living rooms.
Absolutely.
He was in, like, Indianapolis for part of this, right?
He was back by Sunday night, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
living rooms. Dinettes.
He left LAX Thursday night. As I understand, then went to the Hoosier Dome, or what do we call the new Hoosier Dome?
RCA? Oh, no, that's football.
Well, yeah.
That's football. Where it's at. Is that
okay.
The...
It's RCA?
Yeah.
RCA? So. That doesn't sound right.
The RCA Dome.
Okay. That's the place where Pence went, right?
To turn around and protest when he saw kneeling... NFL players storm out with mother.
Yeah, I don't really know that he was there to watch the Colts, but either way, that's where Dan was.
He does call his wife mother.
Dan or Pence?
Pence.
Okay.
I don't know about Dan. It's possible.
Possible, and we're not going to judge, are we?
Yes.
On either case.
No, I'm here to judge.
You're here to judge any husband who calls his wife mom?
Yeah, I think even, like, sexualizing it with, like, mama is...
What about mommy?
To each their own on those two, but mother is too far. Way too far. No, we don't need... the.
What about Maher?
To me, that's just the Maher song now.
Maher. Sneaking up training camp this week. That was a big Beavis and Butthead song, wasn't it? Weren't they really into mother?
I don't remember. Whatever happened to the return of Beavis and Butthead? Was it only the 1 year? Remember, it came back a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't think it did really well, but I was going to ask, because there are so many things in our generational divide that you remind me of constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Is Beavis and Butthead thought of as cool by your age group?
Definitely.
Or is it our thing?
No, we definitely thought it was cool.
And let me follow that up with another question that I'm uncertain of now as my entire life runs together. Was that my generation's? Or was I dabbling in the next generation's and thinking I could appropriate it as my own?
I wasn't really supposed to be watching it. You know, that had to happen on a friend weekend or dad weekend, because it was only on from 93 to 97.
Okay, so it hit my college years, and therefore I can claim it.
It's just that when I was in junior high, I was trying to get into whatever people were into in their high school and college years.
I think that's the goal, right?
Yeah. I remember actually at a buddy's birthday party, us getting to watch in sixth grade Do America.
Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah. A
movie
classic.
Of the month.
An absolute classic.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I went to it, but I'm not positive I could give you a real good synopsis of the plot, nor could I give you a real good, here's how it was different than the TV episodes. Like, I sense that, like, the South Park movie, you have some thoughts. You probably have some notes on either it was better or worse than the actual product, than Canon, if you will. And I would imagine you would have some things to say about that. The Simpsons movie, for all the Simpsons enthusiasts, when it goes to the big screen, Entourage, everyone has things to say. Like, it was a money grab, it was garbage, you don't even need to see it, or I can't believe they pulled something off that great.
I remember the Do America featured the voices of the then-married Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Really?
Two of the villains. And, of course...
what could the plot have been for a Beavis and Butthead movie?
It's so convoluted, but it heavily featured the Hoover Dam, which I think they, like, accidentally broke or something. Bigger, Longer, and Uncut had Blame Canada in it, though. And that's... Undefeated.
That's South Park?
Yeah.
See, the fact you know the names of these movies speaks to your expertise.
I think
I've really tapped into something here.
But also, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut heavily featured Terrence and Phillip, which I never really thought was a funny bit.
Terrence and Phillip being the fictional TV show they would watch?
From Canada, yeah. And
I had to put in the word fictional to make sure people didn't think it was... Terrence and Phillip are real.
Never been a big fart guy. And Terrence and Phillips, their entire, it's just, all they do is fart and laugh at the fart. And I just was like, the rest of the show's so good.
Is that your answer to my drop of being a big stats guy? And now
never been a big fart guy.
Your counter is, I've never been a big fart guy?
Never.
Happy to hear you say that. Though.
Yeah, even back in the times when you thought that would have been prime fart humor time, I just didn't, you know. To me, that's a serious matter. A personal matter.
We don't joke about it.
No, it's not.
I remember being so annoyed with Beavis and Butthead back then. Everybody was so obsessed with it, and I just never... I guess back then, I didn't like that line of comedy. Which is funny that I find myself here now. Choosing to do this for a living.
Yes.
So, okay, I was trying to... get a feel for what you were expressing there, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
You are soundly and enthusiastically anti-fart and anti-Beavis and Butthead. You're not suggesting Beavis and Butthead built their kingdom on the fart.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was just going back to the Beavis and Butthead conversation about how it was very popular when Jake and I were, I guess, middle school, high school years. But I feel like I have evolved a bit on that kind of humor. I don't know if that's evolving or devolving
as I get older. Okay.
Because I like it a little more now, but back then it wasn't my thing.
Okay, and once again, to identify what it is, you're not saying you've come around on Beavis and Butthead. You've come around on the fart.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe more poop talk.
I did say that. Maybe it's just all of the above, you know?
What do you think has brought this around in your life?
You know, sometimes you just need to laugh at dumb stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like,
sure.
Life is hard. We all just need to laugh at dumb stuff sometimes, and sometimes that's a fart drop.
Okay.
And it makes me laugh.
Okay, so it's not...
But,
it's not out in the wild.
Potty humor movies, I still don't like.
I'm with her.
Like a toilet scene in a movie where everyone thinks that's so funny.
Dumb and Dumber funny. It's just not.
You don't find that...
Or something about Mary, that part where he's stuck on the toilet.
So the Dumb and Dumber scene where Lloyd... has to go because somebody slipped some stuff into his drink.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it happened?
Something like that.
How did Lloyd fall ill so quickly? And then is it Lauren Holly calls up and says, Lloyd, I hope you're not using the toilet.
Yeah.
You're not feeling that scene at all?
No, it doesn't make me laugh one bit. But other parts of that movie that are equally dumb do make me laugh.
Right.
Like when they start hitting each other in the back of the legs with the cans.
Like when his tongue gets stuck on the, the ski lift. That's really funny.
Pulling someone's heart out of their body and putting it in a doggy bag is funny. A 5-minute prolonged diarrhea scene is just not to me.
We can rank the diarrhea scenes in movies someday.
I think Danny might have done that.
Is there one that's not being mentioned here, Mino?
Along Came Polly was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't
funny.
Where
they had
either.
Indian food and he was trying to unplug the toilet and all was left
was running
was...
through it.
See, that's funny.
The concept is funny for sure. I don't know that I'm real familiar with that scene, at least not nearly on the level.
Underrated movie.
Dumb and Dumber, broken toilet. Lloyd, I hope you're not using the toilet up there. And he's like, no. He's opening the window really fast. It's a real panic.
Not for me.
It's a real panic, though, when you're at someone's house and
an
emergency strikes, and then the toilet's broken, and you're trying to unravel this big mess.
It sounds like you've been through this.
Certainly, I think everyone probably has at some point in their life had a problem that they're trying to sort through.
The worst I ever had was I stayed at this house with some guys at a house party that these girls that we knew had. And in the morning, there were only two bathrooms. The house was in Denton. And one of them was in the girl's bedroom, and it was her door was locked. So I'm like, well, that's not going to play. And at the time, you know, we didn't have Uber or anything like that. We had to wait on someone to come get us. And it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure the night before I topped off my consumption with a pizza or something.
Sure.
And obviously the only other bathroom is like the sort of, it wasn't really a half bath because there was a shower. But I went in there because it was the only option for unlocked. And I sat down and I kind of heard like a murmur. And I'm like, oh no. And I barely peeked in, and there was another girl passed out in the shower. She just slept there. Like in the bathtub. Fully clothed and everything. But she's just asleep, and she's kind of like, and I'm like, well, now I'm in the middle of this.
Wow.
Can't stop.
Yeah, and I'm like, if the sound doesn't wake her up, the odor might. Yeah, and it was pretty early. It wasn't like it was 10:30. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But that was a race against time right there. Where I'm like, I've got to get out of this bathroom before she opens the shower curtain. Because possibly what I'm doing right now is a sex crime.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not certain being exposed in this room without her knowing.
Can you imagine being passed out for that long at a party and waking up to that in the room with you? That poor girl.
That's what I was thinking. And what I was thinking was that her next move was going to be 911.
Maybe just thinking it was like herself, blaming herself because you wake up in a weird place having done something bad. Yeah, you're like, oh gosh, what did I do?
Yeah, so
you're out of it.
We're reminded here that Lloyd gave Harry the laxative before his date.
Right, because he was jealous.
Yeah. And then a lot of nominations of for like selling a blind kid a dead bird will always be funny.
100%. I got no complaints, no qualms on a little disability joke.
Pretty bird. Just Fetty the pretty bird.
He's on the news.
He didn't have a head.
Wasn't the head taped on?
Yeah. That's right.
And it was like duct tape, too.
They taped the head of the bird back on. And he wasn't singing that much, but the young boy was pleased.
All right, good times, Bob. You know what tonight is?
What?
It's the next chance I get to overrate Kyler Murray.